Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Big JD.
And I'm Lippo.
And we're bringing you the second edition of the Jabbercast for the week of
October 1st, 2006.
Getting close to Halloween.
It's getting scary, yeah.
Scary?
You know what's scary?
What's scary?
Some of the bathrooms that I've been in lately.
Some of the bathrooms?
Yes. Public restrooms. That's going to be this week's topic on the Jabbercast.
Public restrooms. I've been in some doozies. I've been in some beautiful clean ones, too.
Yes, I have, too. I've been in some really nice ones.
Some I've gone in and never wanted to leave.
Exactly. What was it about it that made you not want to leave?
Ooh, the tile and the colors.
What about the music?
Yeah, nice music in some of them.
Yeah, I like that. I like having to really go, and I'm listening to the music. It's nice. I remember one time being at an Eric Clapton concert at the... No, it wasn't at Joe Louis Arena. It was at the Palace.
Right.
And we go in there, and it was silent. There's like a million older guys, of course, in there. And you obviously could hear him doing his tunes, you know. And some guy goes, "Woohoo, it's all effing quiet in here. Come on, let's rock it up." Another guy in the can next to me goes, "Shut up, I'm trying to listen to the tune, man."
That's good.
And then it was really quiet, and so... It got, like, I'm telling you, there's like at least 30, 40 people in the can. The guys lined up to get into the can.
Right.
And which reminds me of the last concert I went to, Roger Waters. But anyway, and it was totally silent, and the guy just let one rip.
Ooh. Nice.
And then the whole place just erupts in laughter.
That's great. Usually people do that, and nobody, you don't hear a word from anybody, but it's nice when everybody acknowledges it.
Exactly.
I like that.
Actually, I think one guy says like something like... I know how you feel or whatever. I've been there, dude, or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, they got all the little sayings come out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
But we were at went and saw Roger Waters on this past Monday. And the funny thing is, usually when you go to a concert with your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, the girls' washroom is like, there's a huge lineup to get out. Well, at this Roger Waters concert, it was a huge lineup for every guy's, John, and the women's. You could just walk right in. So my buddy, who I went with, he ended up, both of them, Dan and Jeff, both ended up going in the girls' can.
I've done that a lot. You go to a place that's got two little bathrooms there, and the men's room's taken, and the women's isn't. I go in the women's. You get some pretty nasty looks from women that are waiting outside, though. And they see a guy come out of their washroom having twinkled all over the seat.
And that's all there is in there, too, is seats.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing. Well, there's a sink.
Sure. And
you could
I've
use
been
that.
In many cans where guys have been pissing in the sink.
Yeah. Why not?
So when we're talking about the public restroom topic, we're going to have to use the words like shit and pee and urine.
Piss,
and,
yeah. I guess. Yeah. I suppose we would. It makes for better storytelling, I think, especially the nasty washrooms that got piss and shit all over the place.
Yes. So, what's the worst bathroom you ever been? Can you remember the worst bathroom you ever went into?
Yeah, I think it was actually a gas station restroom in Detroit, I think, was really bad. It was just a mess. Nasty, wet. Everything was wet. It's like you'd have had to filled up a pail of water and just threw it all over the place just to get the place that wet. And the most paper towels I've seen everywhere laying all over the place, and toilet paper and toilet unflushed and seat just smothered in other people's urine. Stinky.
Sure.
Small.
Hope people aren't eating and listening to this at the same time.
And I think when the washrooms are in, and of course it's just one little room when you walk in, so there's no stall, no doors or anything like that. But I mean, I've gone into lots where the doors are all just busted, or there is no doors. There's all the stalls, but all the doors have been taken off.
Sure. Yeah.
That's just nasty.
Yeah. That's nasty.
Doesn't really make you want to sit down and do your business.
No. So the nastiest bathroom I had been into had something to do with a condition that some people have where they have to, they feel like they have to make their mark on the bathroom, like, you know, so they shit everywhere.
And it, yeah, spread their crap around.
They spread their crap
on
around.
On the walls and all over the toilet and the floors, yeah.
Exactly.
I've seen that at work.
Yes.
I think somebody has to stand up, face the toilet, spread their cheeks, and just force out some massive diarrhea to make some of the messes that I've seen. That bad. Like, just horrendous. Like, just a filthy, messy spray everywhere. And they must get a kick out of it. Think of doing that. Wouldn't you just be roaring and laughing and giggling?
No, I'm sorry.
I guess when you walked out of there?
That is just too disgusting.
It's pretty funny, though, when you think about it. I don't know. I guess we'd have to try it.
Oh, so you're
and then bring
the
it
guy.
Up on another show. No,
you're
I've never done guy. That. No. No. I just... And what are you going to do? You just got to walk out of it and go into another one.
Sure.
And you wonder how long it's been like that, because a lot of times it's just dry. When's the last time they clean these things?
Sure.
If they do, yeah. A lot of them.
I know that I read an interview with a janitor at a Kmart, and I guess that was like the people go into stores and just make their mark in the bathroom.
Yeah, just to mess it.
Just to go and mess it up.
One thing that drives me crazy is... you walk over to the sink after, and the mirror is pointed down towards the ground. And those are the mirrors for folks in wheelchairs.
Sure.
So you get up to the mirror there, and I'm looking at my stomach.
Yeah, that doesn't
so
make
you
any
can't,
sense.
I can't comb my beautiful long hair, or I can't... no, I don't have any, but... Yeah, those mirrors are kind of weird. Of course, there's other mirrors, so it's not a big deal. They're not only going to have the one mirror, but...
That's a strange
thing. I do like the thing for the wheelchair people, the hand grips thing, though, that help me get up off the toilet after, at my age.
There is that etiquette thing. Do you actually go into a wheelchair washroom?
Oh, many a time. I like the space. I like using those stalls because of the space. I'm not confined. I hate when you get into one and your legs are rubbing on the front of the toilet while you're trying to close the stall door. They're that small.
Oh, yeah, little, those are little the tiny stalls. Ones. Sure.
And trying to figure out how to lock or close the door.
I find a lot of those washrooms, a lot of the toilets that are in the wheelchair stalls, they're higher.
Yeah.
So your toes are touching the ground. I find I don't get enough traction when I really need to push. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like there's muscles that you just can't utilize.
I have bad dreams sometimes about washrooms and toilets, and I have no idea why. I don't really know what it means. I think I might have looked it up before, but I have them all a lot. And it's usually about the water coming up when you're sitting on the toilet, and the water comes up and just rises too high. Or
yeah.
One thing I can't stand, I don't like the automatic flush toilets. Do not like them. I like to flush myself, and I like a strong, powerful flush. I really think that's amazing. But those automatic ones, I can't stand when I'm sitting down and the toilet like flushes on me 3, 4, 5 times while I'm sitting there.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like it at all.
I love that.
Splashes
all
over you.
I like the air. Just
do you throw paper towel down in the bottom of the bowl before you sit down too? And of course, cover the seat always. Do you ever sit down and not cover the seat up?
Sit down.
Very, very, very rarely.
No, it has to be in some place like here. I won't do that here.
Oh. Big mistake.
At the Jabbercast Studios.
I just got done scrubbing the walls before you. But yeah, I always put down paper if they don't have the seat covers.
So what about...
I carry my own seat cover around.
What about the... You say you put something in the toilet before you...
Oh, I also take a bunch of fresh, clean toilet paper and drop it so the water's all covered. No, I don't mean like a ridiculous amount that's not going to flush down, but I cover it so that when you... go, it doesn't splash up or anything.
Huh.
It stops it from splashing up.
I never thought of that.
Because, you know, you force one out and bloop, it comes up and...
Splash
I'd
down.
Like to say washes you, but it don't wash you.
No, there's no
it might wash you of your good freshness. So that stops the splashing. Putting some paper down in the bowl.
So that's the Jabbercast tip of the week.
There's, yeah, Jabbercast tip of the week. Put down some paper. By all means, if there's others that do that, let us know.
Well, how could they let us know?
Well, you can visit the website, thejabbercast.com, and you can also email me, bigjd@thejabbercast.com, or...
Lippo, that's LIPPO, @thejabbercast.com.
And as well, we encourage you to send us text messages or audio emails of MP3s if you want to get involved with our conversation or bring anything up for next week's show, which we always announce what we're going to be talking about next week, just so that you can get in on that conversation somehow. We can play your audio file, or we can just discuss what you might want us to talk about, because this is your show. This is for you.
That's right.
Not for you. For you.
That's right. Don't point at me.
Yeah, for all of you. We want to talk about what you want to talk about.
Sure.
And then, of course, you listen to it on the go. General email, or if you want to send us the audio MP3 clips, hear me out at thejabbercast.com.
That's easy for you to say.
Once again, those email addresses are lipo@thejabbercast.com, bigjd@thejabbercast.com, and a general email address where you can send us any show topic ideas or anything to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
Okay. So back to the public restroom.
I've been in some really nice ones.
Now, those are usually where? In restaurants, right?
Sometimes in restaurants. Sometimes in... I was recently in New York at Trump Tower, and they have a beautiful restroom, like in the lobby area there. It's really nice, and it's almost like you walk through a maze to get to it.
Cool.
It was really nice, though. The colors are beautiful. It's a goldy type colors, nice and bright, yet not too bright. Very nice.
Of course,
it's music. Of course, Sinatra. That's all I heard in there.
Ba 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 da da. Sure, I can.
That was a nice restroom. Anything pop into mind for you?
As far nice as nice restroom? Restaurants or nice restrooms go.
Restaurant, that's another show, nice restaurants.
The one at the Rock Hall in Cleveland is nice.
Yeah.
And like when I went to New York, that's probably where I saw probably both ends of the scale. If you go to some of those authentic sushi restaurants or even in Chinatown, you go to some of those public restrooms, like, that's in the back, and you go down the stairs,
mm-hmm.
and then around the corner, and then it's like, is there really a...
And then try and squeeze through the door.
Exactly.
Try and get the door closed.
Exactly. Some of those are pretty skanky.
Have you ever been into a restaurant, on the restaurant thing again, a restroom where you go to use the toilet, maybe it's the only toilet in there, but it doesn't have a seat?
No.
Me either.
Good one.
Wouldn't that be something, though? No seat on the toilet. What would you do to sit down on that? You just have to squat like a girly girl.
Yes.
Like a girly man.
Which reminds me of something that just happened the other day.
Oh, were you squatting recently somewhere?
Yes, I was.
Sweet.
The drain in our house, we were talking about plumbing. Ooh. Remember?
Yeah.
We should actually bring up plumbing.
Yeah.
Plumbing is very important in modern society, I think.
Sure.
The drain in our house was backed up for whatever reason. I know the reason, but that's not important for the show. So,
Mike took a big one.
No.
Go on.
Actually, it was the pipe going into the septic tank. It was busted. Yep. Anyway, our water is backed up. We can't use the bathroom, but I got to go. And I live out in the country. I can't knock on a neighbor's door. Can I use your bathroom? And I mean, I got to go. And we're trying to fix this clog or whatever it is. So what do?
You go in a bag in the tub.
I went in a bag in a bucket.
Hey, there you go. Nice.
But I had to get the bucket just the right height. Because if it's too low, then I was going to fall over and I had to have something to hang on to. But, I mean, I really had to go. I mean, it's like I'm thinking so fast and, whoa, hurry up.
Yeah.
So that was not nice. But it has nothing to do with public restrooms. But, yes, you would have to squat. And squatting, I give women a lot of credit. I don't know if it's because our sackage is balancing us one way or the other. But women, they can just squat right down.
Yeah, I'd hate for my business to slide against the back end of my... Well, anyway... what about those, like the ones you see on construction sites and things like that? Those portable porta-johns.
Porta-johns. Well, you see those at parties and festivals and whatever.
The thing about those I find is usually it's summertime.
Yes.
Usually the sun has the little porta-john steaming hot and you just sweat to death sitting in those.
Oh yeah.
So wet.
And hot.
It's like I use more paper to wipe off my forehead and neck than wipe myself.
Yeah. They have those at golf courses as well. That's when I notice them really. Like, you're sweating because you're walking and whatever. It's a hot day, and then you got to go to take a leak or whatever, and you hop into one of those units. By the time you get out...
Yeah, and taking a leak isn't half bad. So when you got to sit there for 20 minutes in the sun and pushing and...
You can't do that when you're golfing.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
There's people coming up behind you. Oh, you can play through. I got to go take a dump. But anyway, what else about public or porta-johns? You see video of people getting tipped over.
I was just going to say that you got to wonder sometimes if you're out somewhere like that with a bunch of your friends.
Exactly.
You know, maybe everybody's had a couple too many and you wonder, are these guys going to tip me over and roll this thing around? Or that would suck. It's never happened, but.
Yeah, that would.
I wouldn't like that. You ever look down in the holes in them things?
I try to avoid
That's
it.
That's a mess, boy.
Oh, no kidding. It's everybody's mess.
Yeah. And what exactly do they do with all that after? And how come they seem so deep? They don't go underground, do they? No. It's no. all contained.
Sure.
They seem so far down there, which I'm glad of. Never been splashed by one of those.
You don't want
thank
to be
the Lord.
You don't want to be splashed by one of those. I can't actually remember the last time I actually sat down on in a
And they don't have port. Sinks, eh?
Well, that's a good point. Within the last couple of years here at the festivals that happen downtown, I think by law now, the health code, they have to put out one of those porta sink deals, or they have to offer that the gel that you put on your hand to disinfect.
So what's
your
inside the porta-john, though? Is there anything inside there?
Oh, it's not. Nothing's in the porta-john, no.
It's outside?
It's outside, yeah.
So you come out and scrub up a little?
Yeah, scrub up a little, yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
I think that's good, yeah. For the general public health, I think it's a good idea. What other porta potty?
You know what I used to do? My dad used to just go crazy over this. We'd go into a public restroom, like in a Walmart or something like that, and maybe right away, or not even right away, if there's somebody else in there or whatever, but we'd be in stalls, or I'd be in the stall and he'd be in the urinal or something like that, and I'd do fake farts from the stall. And I could just hear him snickering, and I was just trying to contain myself. And there's other people in there, and I'm doing these brutal, crazy things, eh? And I used to do it to him all the time. Anytime we went in the restroom together, I did that to him all the time. He went crazy.
You tormented your dad.
Those kind of things.
Oh, yeah. Not
some
straightforward.
Big, some little.
Sure. Mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, and that's actually be a nice topic.
What's that?
There's a lot to discuss with farting.
Flatulence.
Yeah, types and styles and the fun you can have, the beatings you can take.
Yeah, exactly.
The tricks you can do.
Tricks with farts.
You ever fart in a cup and then pull it away and you get that wow, wow sound? That's kind of neat. Or keep it in the cup and give it to somebody else. That's another show.
I don't know if that's another show. Nah, my kids kidding. Are right into, they hold it in their hand. They fart into their hand. And then they throw it at each other.
Does right it work?
Oh, yeah. That works brutally.
Wow.
So you got to throw it right in their face. So it's called a fastball.
That's great.
There's the public restrooms that are kind of unique. I know they have them in San Francisco, and I know they have them in Paris, too, I think. You pay to get in. You put your thing in, and then the door slides open.
Oh.
And then you go
fancy.
In.
Fancy.
And everything's there. And then once you close it, the place just gets completely
smothered in water and
shit.
It does.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, it gets.
Oh, I was just kidding.
No, yeah. It's completely wet when you walk in there. Everything's wet. And they must have, I think they have like blowers on the seats, because those are dry when you go in there usually.
Why is everything wet?
Because they totally drench it.
Like to clean it.
When
like
the doors close, it just...
While you're in there?
No.
Oh, okay. Kind of a shit and shower type thing.
No, it's not while you're in there, Jeff. After you leave. And those are really handy. Because I remember being on the streets of San Francisco one time, and I really had to go, and I saw one of those. I'm like, oh, thank God. Unfortunately, when I got there was somebody in it already, but... I was able to wait.
So you shared it? Oh, you waited.
Shared it.
Do you remember at some point in time, way back when, they used to start charging a dime to get in? You had to put a dime in the little thing to get in the door. The stall doors.
Yeah.
You go in the bathroom, yep. and you had to pay.
I remember that. They had that at Hudson's over in
Detroit.
Crawled
under a lot of those.
Oh, yeah. That's my mom used to say. I used to say, Mom, I got to go. I go in. And
but
there's always one door that was broken.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could always go in that one. And I remember one time my brother went in there, and somehow he got the money out of one of them.
Ooh.
He had a whole handful of dimes. You walked out. Don't tell Mom. So I don't know how he did that, but.
Well, you know, another thing I don't like about public restrooms is are the ones that they have a doorman inside.
You he hands you like
something
that?
Or you... Yeah.
I love that.
Do you like that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't really care for it. Guy hands me a towel.
Yeah, and gets shoe shine.
Puts his hand out.
Sure. Well, yeah.
I got to dig for change after a, you know...
You just want to go
digging for money, digging for change. I just want to go and... Yeah.
Well, if you give him the right whistle, he comes in and wipes your ass for you. No, he doesn't.
Oh.
They have those in all the casinos in Vegas, I know. Every casino you go in, there's a guy. There's a bathroom attendant, he's called.
And he, yeah,
he,
right.
He usually shines your shoes, too, if you want him to, or he does whatever you need.
Even your running shoes?
Whatever you need. Even your running
sandals.
Shoes.
Sandals. No. Paint my nails, pal.
He does not shine your sandals. But he'll fix you up, whatever you got. You know, there's some people who sit in the casino for like 36 hours at a time.
Yeah, but they don't use the restroom. They just piss and shit themselves at the tables.
Yeah, some do. Mm-hmm. Or at the one-arm bandits are sitting there stinking like crazy.
Actually, I guess a depend or a diaper could be considered a public restroom. Couldn't it?
In that case, yes.
I couldn't see me wearing something like that. And the people that do wear them, would you ever know when they went? I mean, except for if it smelled or something like that, but I've never seen anybody that wore one or an elderly person like squinting and pushing and you know what I mean? They just, squinting. It must just see fall out.
Yeah.
Everything just falls out, I think, at that time.
I think so, yeah.
Could you imagine wearing one now, though, and you really had to go and it, I'd take some pretty big ones. It wouldn't even hold that.
I think they stretch. Out. I think they stretch.
You have to stretch awfully far.
When, in fact, I just saw
bees
a commercial.
And flies.
I saw a commercial. There's like ladies doing yoga dances or something, like, you know, stretching. It says, because you lead an active life, if you stretch, we stretch.
Huh?
It's a diaper for active people. You know, a lot of people have that problem. Not even old people, you know. They had prostate surgery, whatever.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a choice, you don't have a choice. But right. I just couldn't really imagine it. Right now.
Let's not talk about it any longer, otherwise.
Although I wish I had them on at sometimes. But
yeah, like in a car and you're on a long trip somewhere.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. That's public. Anything else about public restrooms come to mind?
No, but we're going to introduce a little segment in the show to break things up a little bit.
Oh, and what's that called?
The Jabber Quote.
Yeah, the Jabber Quote.
Jabber Quote of the
Something
Week.
Something new here.
Yes.
Hey, 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 it's the Jabber Quote of the Week, where we dissect quotes, proverbs, and sayings. The Jabber Quote of the Week.
Actually, we had discussed what quote we were going to use, but I remember I had typed one down. I emailed you, and I think I want to know the meaning, or what you think the meaning of the quote, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Well, yeah, it's an obvious
one.
Yeah.
Okay, how is it obvious? Tell me what your take on
well,
a bird in the hand.
A bird in the hand is sort of like having $10 in the bank or having the difference between the having $10 in the bank or your wallet or somebody owing you the money and you not having it. So the bird in the hand, you have it, is mm-hmm. worth more than two in the bush. So if two people owe you $10 each, you're owed $20, but would you rather have the $10 in your pocket? So,
but one in the hand is worth two in the bush. It's
yeah,
worth two in the bush.
That's right. Just having $10 is better than somebody owing you $20. Two people owing you $10. So yeah, I got $20 coming, but what good is that going to do me when I don't have it? I got this 10 on me. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
See where I'm going with that?
So it's that obvious to you?
Yeah, I find it simply obvious.
Okay. But you hear that a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
And it's always, I've always heard it in its proper context, I think.
I thought it was like a hunting thing, honestly.
You're just kidding.
No, I'm serious.
Got nothing to do with hunting. Furthest thing from my mind ever. That
I'm thinking that. The bird in your hand attracts the other two birds to you.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I'm glad we had this little chat about the Jabber Quote of the Week.
We need to have another chat when we go off the air. No. So again, you can all visit our website, thejabbercast.com. You can email me, bigjd@thejabbercast.com, or
Lippo, L-I-P-P-O, at thejabbercast.com.
That's right. Big JD and Lippo. You can email us also your text messages or any small MP3 files if you want to discuss anything with us or give us a topic idea. Maybe you want to get in on next week's show. And those can be sent to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
Great.
Yeah, next week's show is going to be on candy that you had when you were a kid. The different kinds of candy from way back when.
Sure, and new candy.
I suppose new candy. I don't know. I don't know too much about new candy, I don't think. I mean, I see a lot of the old candy still in some of the stores, but a lot of it, they don't sell anymore. Some of the really cool stuff. Candy for kids, especially candy from when you were a kid.
Right. Nostalgic candy moments.
Yeah, so, and actually, I pose a question right now. They used to have it was gum, and you bite into it, and stuff squirted out. And I don't remember if it was called Squirt or Splash or something, but there was old gum. And we'll just leave that with everybody, and maybe somebody can contact us and let us know what that gum might have been called, because I can't remember that, and that comes up at work all the time.
What's the candy that used to splash in your mouth?
Yeah, it was gum. It was gum, but it had a center, you know what I mean?
And oh, yeah.
Like some of the Dentine does now, and everybody thinks it's a big new thing, but this was like, I think it was more of a bubble gum maybe at the time too, but it was kind of in a, that wasn't a flat, like it was, you know, like a gum chunk.
Yeah.
That's
splurted. I remember it very
splurt,
distinctly.
Maybe that's what it was. I can't remember. But anyways.
Splurt.
We'll leave you with that. And send us that information to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. And don't forget to, if you're listening to this from the website, subscribe through the iTunes Music Store.
How the hell do they do that, Jeff?
Well, they can go right to the iTunes Music Store and do a search for The Jabbercast.
Or you have a little link on the site.
Absolutely. Okay. There's a link on the site as well, and it's pretty self-explanatory on the site there anyways. And
just click it, and iTunes opens, and next thing you know,
says subscribe to the Jabbercast at the iTunes Music Store. Sure. So it'll,
subscribing is free.
Go right there. So we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.